Good morning, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, the one, the only, the best. And it is time for news, Thursday, June 18th. Can I just talk about how hot it was yesterday? Oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. I'm feeling hot, hot, hot. Today is National Go Fishing Day. So if you spend the day staring quietly into the distance, just tell people, you're not zoning out. You're scouting water, baby. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Faultline 395. Faultline 395 is a small batch outdoor clothing brand based in Mammoth Lakes, designed and tested right here in the Eastern Sierra for people who live, work, ride, hike, fish, travel, and occasionally get dressed for all four seasons before lunch. Coming up today, Tri-County Fairgrounds is getting ready to launch its 2026 event lineup. Mammoth Art Walk is still accepting artists' applications. Northern Inyo Healthcare District has orthopedic appointments coming up. The City of Bishop is hiring a gymnastics instructor. Saracoso is hosting enrollment events. Inyo County residents can learn more about emergency alerts. Mammoth Lakes is looking for 4th of July parade floats. Inyo Council for the Arts is accepting Labor Day art show applications. The Forest Service is opening public comment on a proposed national climbing directive, and we'll have your, that's right, community calendar. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. The Tri-County Fairgrounds is getting ready to drop the 2026 event lineup. Be the first to know and get first access to tickets at an exclusive discount. How, you ask? Well, become a member of Club 395. This backstage pass to the fair includes pre-sale ticket access, exclusive discounts, first to know about lineups and events, a limited edition Tri-County Fair collectible when you buy during a pre-sale. Registration is free. Sign up now at tricountyfair.com/club-395 and get on the road to a new fair experience. Get on the road, 395. I get it. That's clever. Mammoth Art Walk is still accepting applications from artists interested in exhibiting at this new two-day summer art event at the Village at Mammoth. They're seeking original work across a range of mediums, including fine art, photography, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, textiles, mixed media, and other handmade work. Applications close Friday, June 19th. Interested artists are encouraged to review the event details and apply before the deadline. Apply at mammothartwalk.com. Mammoth Art Walk will take place on Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., both days at the Village at Mammoth. Don't let joint pain, an injury, or mobility concerns keep you from doing the things that you enjoy. Dr. Connect will be connect. That's awesome. Have you ever noticed that? Like, sometimes people have like the perfect name for what they do. Like, Dr. Connect connects your knees back together, right? Jesse Steele, clearly a cop or a wrestler or something along those lines. I could go on forever. Anyway, Dr. Connect will be seeing patients at the NIH Orthopedic Clinic on June 22nd. Get the orthopedic care you need right here close to home. Call 760-873-2605 to schedule your appointment. One team, one goal, your health. And they'll be getting a call from me. I have terrible knees, not gonna lie. Quick reminder from Eastern Sierra Now, local news doesn't only happen once a day. For updates, stories, interviews, videos, and community information throughout Inyo and Mono counties, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube. The City of Bishop is hiring a gymnastics instructor. Not it. The position is part-time, maximum 20 hours per week, with a salary of $27.70 per hour. Applications are open until the position is filled. For details, job description, and more information, reach out to the City of Bishop. Saracoso Coyotes, ready for the fall of 2026? Join Saracoso on July 7th to get answers to your questions about admissions, financial aid, scholarships, student services, and more. The enrollment event will be held at the Mammoth campus from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and the Bishop campus from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Meet with college staff, explore your options, and take the next step toward your educational goals. They look forward to seeing you there. The Independence Fire Safe Council is sponsoring a presentation on the County Emergency Alerting System, Genesis. Learn about Inyo County Emergency Alerts by phone, email, and text from Lisa Cox, Inyo County Emergency Services Manager. Bring your phone, laptop, or tablet and get help enrolling in the county's Genesis app to get real-time emergency alerts and information. The presentation is on Tuesday, June 23rd at 5:30. Location is at the Board of Supervisors meeting room. It also can be accessed live online. You're thinking about entering a float in this year's Mammoth Lakes 4th of July parade? The parade is just 3 weeks away, and now is the time to get your float entry in. This year's theme is Make It Mammoth, Go the Extra Mile, inspired by America's 250th anniversary and the parade grand marshal, Olympic medalist and Mammoth local Dina Castor. Keep it simple or go all out. Bring the theme to life and show thousands of spectators what makes Mammoth, Mammoth. Be in the running for a chance to win $500 for best float, $200 for second place, and $100 for third place, thanks to float competition sponsor High Country Lumber. Gather your crew, round up your friends, and be part of Mammoth's annual 4th of July celebration. It's going to be a lot of fun, and the Mammoth Chamber would love to see you take part. Float registration closes Friday, June 26th. Find more info and register online at mammothlakeschamber.org. Living in the Eastern Sierra means your clothes have to keep up with real mountain life. 1 minute, you're in town grabbing coffee. The next, you're on the trail at the lake, loading gear, chasing weather, or wondering how it got windy the second you open the truck door. Well, Faultline 395 is built for that lifestyle. Based in Mammoth Lakes, Faultline 395 is a small batch outdoor clothing brand designed and tested in the Eastern Sierra. It's made for people who know Highway 395 is more than just a road. It's a way of life. Hikers, riders, skiers, anglers, travelers, locals, weekend warriors, and anyone who likes their gear with a little mountain attitude. So whether you're headed outside, headed to work, or just want to look like you might disappear into the backcountry at any moment, check out Faultline 395. Faultline 395, small batch mountain wear designed and tested in the Eastern Sierra. Now, back to the news. Applications are open for the Inyo Council for the Arts Labor Day Weekend Art Show. The council welcomes all arts and crafts vendors to apply. Get in now while you can. All food truck vendor spots are already filled. The application can be found online at inyo.org. The art show will be held September 4th through the 7th at the Bishop City Park. The U.S. Forest Service will publish a proposed climbing directive in the Federal Register and initiate a 30-day public comment period. This proposal establishes the agency's first national direction for managing recreational climbing opportunities on national forests and grasslands that will include guidance for the use and maintenance of fixed anchors and equipment. The updated proposal replaces a 2023 draft that was overtaken by new requirements in the Expanding Public Lands Outdoor Recreation Experiences, or Explore Act, signed into law January 4th, 2025. The Explore Act directs federal land management agencies to recognize recreational climbing, including certain fixed anchors, as an appropriate use in congressionally designed designated wilderness areas. Recreational climbing continues to grow in popularity, with nearly 30% of all outdoor climbing occurring on national forest system lands, said Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz. This proposed directive provides much needed national policy for climbing activities and gives local decision makers the ability to work with partners, tribes, and climbing organizations and others to ensure visitors are having safe, responsible, and accessible outdoor experiences. By the law, the Forest Service must develop a climbing directive consistent with goals stated in Executive Order 14219, ensuring lawful governance and implementing the President's Department of Government Efficiency Deregulatory Initiative. The outdoor recreation economy continues to grow, and the Forest Service is committed to promoting and increasing access to these special sites. Nationally, it is estimated that there are nearly 10.3 million climbers in the United States, of which approximately 2.3 million participated in sport or boulder climbing, and approximately 2.4 million participated in traditional ice or mountaineer climbing, according to the Outdoor Industry Association's 2022 report on outdoor participation trends. The proposed rule can be viewed and comments submitted through the Comment and Analysis Response application. If your business, nonprofit event, or organization wants to reach the Eastern Sierra, Eastern Sierra now has advertising and sponsorship opportunities available across our website, social media, video content, news updates, interviews, local features. We're local, we're growing, and we'd love to help you get your message in front of Inyo and Mono counties. Reach out through EasternSierraNow.com to learn more.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Now here's a quick 3-day Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, Thursday will be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 102 and a low around 63. Friday stays sunny with a high near 98. Oh, it's going to be chilly. And a low around 56. Saturday remains sunny with a high near 95 and a low around 60. The main concern is continued heat, especially today. So stay hydrated and limit extended outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day. Thank God it's not 104 like yesterday. That's all I've got to say. In Mammoth Lakes, Thursday will be sunny to partly cloudy and very warm with a high near 82 and a low around 49 with a chance of spotty afternoon thundershowers. Friday looks mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon breezes, high near 76, a low of 41. Saturday stays pleasant and sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 43. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, the one, the only, family-owned, family-run, and serving backyard barbecue on a big scale. From Santa Maria-style tri-tip to St. Louis-style ribs, Copper Top is the kind of place that deserves its own spot on your weekly schedule. And by that, of course, what I meant to say was it deserves its own spot on your daily schedule. Preferably before you get too hungry to make responsible decisions. You know, let's just keep cranking out the ribs, baby. Let's do this right. CopperTopBarbecue.com. And oh, hey, remember I told you this here, Local 20. You're going to remember that. Now, here's what's coming up around the Eastern Sierra. Farm to Table Market will pop up at the Bishop United Methodist Church grounds Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m., brought to you in partnership with Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. This isn't just a market, it's a celebration of local food, community care, and seasonal abundance. Expect fresh fruits and veggies, backyard garden goods, handmade treats, local makers, and live music to set the vibe. Plus, don't miss the live culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd, featuring demos, tastings, and recipes using what's fresh and in season. From gleaned apples to garden zucchini, this market is a place where food becomes nourishment, connection, and opportunity. Everyone is welcome and everyone is fed. You want to get involved? They're looking for volunteers to help with setup, market support, gleaning, outreach, and more. Head to esfarmfresh.org to explore current opportunities and sign up. Every Thursday through Saturday at Outbound Mammoth, come experience Mammoth Sauna Co.'s contrast therapy. Experience the benefits of contrast therapy with your friends. A public sauna plus cold plunge session for those wanting to connect with the community while resetting the body and mind. Their sauna hosts a traditional Finnish wood burning stove, which allows you to pour water on the rocks, giving you the perfect sauna experience of heat and humidity. This is the ultimate sauna experience in town. Nothing else compares. Check it out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday outside Bar Sierra at Outbound Mammoth from 5 to 9 p.m. Northern Inyo Healthcare District invites community members to attend a free healthy lifestyle talk, the Men's Health Check-In Primary Care Prevention and Urology, on Thursday at 6. The presentation will be held at the Birch Street Annex, 2957 Birch Street in Bishop, near the Jill Kinmont Booth School. The event is free and open to the public. Family medicine physician Dr. Stacy Brown and urologist Dr. Clayton Davis will discuss common men's health concerns, recommended screenings, preventative care, and when to seek medical attention. Attendees will also learn practical steps men can take to support their health and well-being at every stage of life. Healthy Lifestyle Talks are part of Northern Inyo Healthcare District's ongoing commitment to community education and wellness. The series provides opportunities for residents to learn directly from local healthcare providers and ask questions in an informal setting. For more information about this or other Healthy Lifestyle Talks, visit nih.org or call 760-873-5811, extension 3415. Hey, let's kick off summer with a massive day at Bishop City Park, block party style. The Friday night market is taking place at the front of the park from 5:30 to 9 p.m. with all your favorite Friday night market vendors. And the City of Bishop will be hosting a pool party. Fees to get into the pool are $9 for adults and $6 for kids. There will be live music and lots of family fun. Tons of food, vendors, and as always, a fun beer garden presented by Amigos Restaurant. We'll see you there. Laws Railroad Museum is offering more rides on the 1927 Death Valley Brill car this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Museum entrance is by donation, suggested $10 for adults. Train rides are $8 for adults, and children ages 4 through 17 ride for $4. Children under the age of 4 ride for free. Bring friends, family, pets, leashed of course, and a picnic for a full day of fun. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talk series kicks off for summer 2026 this Saturday at Robinson Creek South Campground Outdoor Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Join Sierra Forever Naturalists for a look at the Sierra's most iconic and most misunderstood resident, the black bear. Learn about their fascinating lives and how we can safely share the landscape with them. Campfire programs begin at 6:30 p.m. and are free and open to the surrounding community. You don't have to be staying at the campground. Programs are outside and subject to cancellation without warning. An adult must accompany children on all programs. Dress for changing weather, experience dictates. The Monster Energy Mammoth Motocross is back starting this weekend, June 19th through the 28th, bringing 10 days of high-flying action to Mammoth Lakes. Every summer since 1968, racers have flocked to Mammoth Lakes for this classic event, the oldest continuous running motocross in the USA. The track has changed a little over the years, but the fun, that stayed the same. The summer's best spectator sport, where the energy and adrenaline are contagious. Mammoth Motocross cannot be missed. Riders have ventured to 6 qualifying locations around California during the Road to Mammoth Race Circuit and are more than ready to bring home a coveted Mammoth Bear Trophy. Visit mammothmountain.com/motocross for schedule, track maps, and more. And that's going to do it for Eastern Sierra Now and your update for Thursday, June 18th. Thank you again to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's show. For more local news, stories, events, interviews, and videos from across Inyo and Mono counties, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube for local video news, community updates, entertainment, and programs like Just a Minute or Get Real with Jesse Steele. I had to throw that in there. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Thursday, enjoy the summer events, and remember, on National Go Fishing Day, even if you catch nothing, you can still call it quality time with nature, and nobody can say otherwise.